Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Craig, did you say a dozen wings is how many you would like?
Sure.
Would you like less?
No, less.
Would you like more?
That's fine.
Kelly's trying to get you. Kelly's been pushing for 24.
Whoa.
And I keep trying to convince her that that is too many for one man to eat. And she's like, well, we can just, you know, someone can add sauce to it. And I said, no, they can't. No one's just going to whip up a sauce to throw on to some plain wings. Craig has very specific dietary interests, so he is the only human person that is going to bring his own seasoning to dress his own wings with.
I do actually have some seasoning sitting on the top of my stove, but I will not be bringing it, so.
Okay. No, I thought you would just help me eat the milds and the hots.
Absolutely.
Nice.
What drinks would you like? Are we just getting some beers?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, to be honest. I have, I'm open to that. I'm open to whatever, obviously. I don't drink so much anymore.
Mm.
I'm open to drinking. You know, I mean, not to, you know, just for the purpose of drinking. I still like beer. I still go out and drink two beers one night a week, usually. But yeah, I mean, you could just bring back that case of Nutrail. We'll just keep swapping it back and forth until someone breaks down and drinks it.
I think there's about half of it left, so.
I have, like, between 6 and 8, like, beers in my downstairs fridge. None of them are pears. None of them are the same.
That's like my house.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Like I said, we got some iced tea.
Sure.
I got some RC here for Craig, which he'll either drink or I can convince him to take with him because... Ever since I got off the caffeine, I don't know what to do about the RC. I don't want it to go to waste, but I'm certainly not going to drink it.
I will drink it.
I was hoping that you would drink it or even possibly take it with you. I'll be picking up the food at 5 o'clock. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Sure.
I'll have other food, you know, to supplement, but...
What else do you need me to bring with me?
I can think of nothing. Erica committed to some sweet treats, but... it should be sufficient unless there's something specific that you want other than, you know, plain wings and RC Cola, you know, let me know or bring it.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okie doke.
Sorry, I got completely distracted.
Oh, that's quite all right. Are you back?
Yes, kind of. I did. I have been trying for a month and a half to cancel SiriusXM. And every single time I go to their webpage and stuff, it gives me the hours of when they're open. Mm-hmm. And then it says, you know, click here to... you know, chat with us and you can do whatever you want. And then I go there and I click on it. It's like, we don't have any available agents. What are you talking about? I'm like, but these are your hours. You're open. It says so right here on the screen. And it has failed like 3 weeks in a row. So I finally got on a little while ago and actually got someone to talk to me, even though it is now 9 p.m. and it's supposed to have stopped at 8 p.m. But somehow, right. Somehow now there's someone who can talk to me. Ugh.
Oh, hey, Craig, check your levels.
Check
I was
my
hearing
levels.
Ian again.
Oh, yeah, that's high. Hold on.
Last time.
Check yourself before you wreck the podcast.
All right, I turned it down. Have Ian talk some more then.
Okay. So anyway, I was watching Price is Right at Night tonight, and it was football themed. And they had on as a guest, do we still call them spokesmodels?
Spokespersons.
Okay. Wait, why not? They're still modeling. Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know if there was an offensive part, but that certainly wasn't it.
I don't know.
I just wasn't sure. Anyway, good old Donna Kelsey was on.
Oh, I thought I
giving away.
Did I see something where she said that she wasn't going to go to the Super Bowl because it's too expensive?
And
I'm like, you have two sons who have gotten paid like $100 million and they can't get you Super Bowl tickets?
She's talking, the what do you call them? Where all those people live when they go to a game. The luxury boxes.
Right,
Where the peasants aren't allowed to access. She's not sure if she'll be able to get into one of those.
Right.
Is what she was claiming.
Okay.
That's not accurate. She can do anything she wants.
Right. I'm sure Taylor Swift can get her a box seat, you know.
I'm sure Taylor can force the owner of the Chiefs to sell the stadium to her if she wanted to.
Yeah, she could just buy the whole team outright. Sorry, it's mine now. Hostile takeover.
I'm dating all of them now. Take that, everyone.
It's called the Kansas City Swifties. We've changed the name of the team just in time for the Super Bowl. That is now the Kansas City Swifties.
Oh, I knew it. Their new mascots is going to be Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
Classic.
That'll just undermine the entire fabric of the entire country. Somehow, Taylor Swift.
They will be the league leaders in the push towards flag football.
Oh, don't get me going about the flag footballs. You already make me sad every time we talk about this, because I know you're right in my heart, and it just hurts my soul.
Sorry, I don't mean to allow my cold black emptiness to leak out into the universe and taint your hopes and dreams, so I will stop. I'm sure it'll just stay tackle forever.
Well, I can dream.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this thing rolling, eh?
All right.
DeBray, did that sound better?
Oh, I don't know. When Ian was talking, you need to look at your Audacity and see if it's picking anything up.
Yeah, I wasn't watching at all. Ian, talk more then.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we'll make some pulled pork, and I don't know if we need a dip. But
I've got a flat line. I think we're okay.
Okay.
All right. So you don't need like a veggie tray or a fruit tray or anything like that?
You're a fruit tray.
Maybe. Maybe I should get a cheese tray. Do like cheese.
You do. All right, here we go. Oh, is the channel unlocked? I didn't even look.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, all these people just listen to us talk about nothing. Sorry, saps. Just like everybody else every other week.
We're fine-tuning. Right. Very technical.
That's right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 411th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. How's it going, you guys?
Very well. Thank
what's
you.
That?
You know what's up? Drake what? All over the internet right now. That's what's up.
Who?
Drake.
The musician?
Yes.
What's that guy up to?
He decided to post some pictures of him doing him things to himself on the internet. Like a video.
Oh, right on. Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he has that level of comfort with his own self. I appreciate that. I don't know that I'm going to use any bandwidth to find this video, but is his career slumping or is he just having a day?
I feel like
in my mind, he's still like an A-list performer. He's kids these days.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What is he, 35, 40?
37.
Probably.
Anyway, this is the week of February 7th through the 14th. How was your Groundhog Day?
Uneventful. I don't even remember what day it was.
That was super amazing.
Friday, right? Yes.
No, it was Saturday, wasn't it?
No, it was Friday.
Well, let me slow the show down even more and briefly tell you about Saturday if I haven't already. So we get there to the wrestling.
We talked.
We did. Did I call you and tell you that he went bananas?
You did. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes.
I have to have a sit down with him on Sunday and have a talk about this.
Total bananas. Super shy for the first three matches and then just, you stink!
I'm super excited to hear about it.
High-fiving people, screaming at wrestlers, judging them. Shamed this one dude because his pants were matte finished and dull and not shiny like the other guys. Oh.
At least he ridiculous. Wasn't using his phone to take pictures of the old people behind him and making fun of them on the internet.
That was the best. Oh, man. They just kept taking creep shots of us.
Oh, man. That was something.
That was super awkward. But I got some real good nose picking done when I saw what they were up to.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Yeah, you remember it was my wife's birthday, so you called and talked, and we talked. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I could not remember that we talked. I knew that was why you weren't able to join me, was because it was your wife's birthday, and that was the superior choice.
Yeah, we drove around. She got some, food she liked.
Nice.
She was very sad because apparently, I don't know if this is a health code rule, she wanted to get some oysters from the one restaurant, but apparently you cannot get oysters for takeout.
That seems likely.
They said, nope, health food violation. We cannot do that for you.
You got to make sure they're stored at the appropriate temperature when they're served or else you can,
Yeah. So she was sad she didn't get oysters because she didn't want to actually go out to eat. She just wanted to pick them up. So instead she got some shrimp pho, I believe, because she likes the pho.
Nice. Right.
All right. I'm all lost. All right.
Come on. All gas, no brakes. Let's go.
Your 7-day, 4-star crash! Out of Titans.
Oh, my liver.
Last week, did you play Sheathor versus Ragnarok? I think you did.
Absolutely, yep. She's a champion.
Yeah.
I got the next couple weeks off.
Is the champ. Yes, this week you had... You have no dupe.
Correct.
So you did not fight Devil Dino twice.
Twice.
Correct.
Ugh. Dupe sucks.
Yeah. It's bad.
And then number next week cover is another one that's going to suck. Because it's Mantis versus Eddie Venom, I think.
Yeah, don't use her stun. You may think that's for the win. You were wrong. Her stun heals.
Her stun makes you lose?
Her stun heals tremendously and heals them. Oh. They fall asleep and feel rested and fine when they wake up.
Yeah. Mantis, it's great stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Mantis at a 1-1-1, so that's also not happening. Poop-ass. So I get another week off.
Yeah.
And the Taskmaster sword isn't going to pull it off because Eddie's not a hero, so.
In Storyland, Lost in Time is running. That'll get you Bullseye. Spider-Man India, Worthy Peggy. Placement is Moon Girl and some Elektra. That's going to be followed up by Strange Sights. Cap, Moon Girl, Elektra. Placement is the new 3-star we'll talk about here later. Mordo and some Kingpin. Right now it's between seasons, but it's a clip-on for Arcade is running now. Get you Arcade and Thanos. Placement is Romper Stomper and WandaVision. The Open Your Mind Quaid season begins tomorrow. In the news, they announced the winner of the poll, and it is going to be the one, the only, the Black King, Sebastian Shaw, will be the first new character coming out. Well, it says later this year. I don't know when that could be. That could be any time.
He will be the first person from that poll list to be released.
Yes. So, like I said, I would have made him a 5-star, but what are you going to do? Number next, do you want the 3-star or the 5-star version? What do you want to do first? 3-star? 5-star?
I mean, I'm going to pass out as soon as you start either way, but let's go in numerical order.
All right.
For continuity's sake.
Well, Ian, I'm expecting you to know all about this. You are Runaways expert on this show.
I did like that series. Tell me more.
Well, this is a Runaway that I've never heard of. His name is Victor Mancha.
Victor Mancha, son of Ultron Victor Mancha?
Yes.
Ooh.
You are correct. So 3-star and 5-star... type or variety. The red power is called Electromagnetic Assault. 6 red. Deal damage to the target increased by 10% for each locked enemy tile. Passive, when a tile is unlocked, deal damage to a random enemy. Damage goes up at every level, so hopefully some other power locks some tiles. Probably this one. The blue power is called Magnetic Lockdown. Cost of 7. Lock up to 2 random enemy special tiles, deal a little bit of damage, and stun the target for 2 turns. I like that. For every 2 tiles locked by this ability, the target is stunned for 1 fewer turn, minimum 1, and this ability deals 5% increased damage. As you go up in level, it goes up to a 4-turn stun, dealing 25% increased damage, but you're locking 6 tiles. But if you lock 6 tiles, that's taking away 3 turns of stuns. You're back down to 1 turn of stun. But I guess if you're not locking any tiles, you get all the stun. So, all right, that's okay. Black is called High Voltage. 6 black. These are like bargain powers. Select an enemy special tile, including the locked ones. Ooh, normally you can't do anything with locked tiles. Destroy that tile, then destroy the closest enemy special tile within 2 tiles of that one. Oh, boy. Repeat this effect until a valid tile cannot be found. Locked tiles targeted by the ability are fully destroyed and deal 40% extra damage. Destroyed tiles deal damage but do not generate AP, then do a minor amount of damage to the enemy team. Is this kind of like Wiccan's like Lightning Storm or whatever?
A little bit.
Yeah. As you go up in level, the damage it gets up to find you will find tiles within 3 tiles of the one you picked, dealing 200% increased damage, and the max is at 840 AOE damage. So, it's interesting. I mean, for 3-star, it sounds decent.
Right.
Good way to chop down some special tiles.
I'll give him that.
You know, you're going to lock those down. Ian, you're going to like this. Guess who he feeds?
Let's see. 3-star Victor feeds Gertrude.
Yes.
York? Okay.
And Carolina.
Yeah.
And that then makes sense. And then Gertrude is going to feed the 5-star version of Victor.
Right.
And also, she feeds Ultron.
All right. That seems logical.
The Victor one is going to be a retro, it says. The 5-star Victor.
Yay.
Okay.
Something useful to do with Gert, I suppose.
What does he do in 5-star form?
Let's find out.
Oh.
5-star variety. The Black Power, maximum voltage, cost of 7. Deal damage to the enemy team, and then create a random basic shrapnel tile. Uh-oh, that's a new kind of tile.
Uh-oh, new tile.
Passive, if there are 10 or more shrapnel tiles on the board, this ability becomes Electromagnetic Tempest. Oh, boy, I know we love powers to change.
We do.
As the levels go up, you will be creating 3 shrapnel tiles. Man, level 550, it's dealing 17,000 AoE damage.
Ooh, that's a lot of AoE. That's 10's a lot, but
all right.
Can you remove shrapnel tiles?
Well, let's see. Electromagnetic Tempest, cost of 5 black. Select a shrapnel tile, destroy it. Then destroy the closest shrapnel tile or special tile within 3 tiles. Repeat this effect until a valid tile cannot be found. Shrapnel tiles targeted by this ability deal 50% extra damage. Tiles do damage, do not generate AP. When this ability is used, if there are less than 7 shrapnel tiles on the board, it switches back to maximum voltage. At level 5, it deals 200% extra damage. This seems like a way to really clear a lot of Polaris tiles and stuff, right? Because everything's within 3 tiles of something when she's on the board.
Right. Oh, it clears enemy specials. I thought it was just clearing shrapnel tiles.
No, closest shrapnel or special tile.
Oh. Now this is making more sense. Interesting.
Blue ability, Magnetized Oppression, 8 blue. Lock up to 2 random enemy special tiles, deal a little bit of damage, stun the target for 2 turns. For every 2 tiles locked by this ability, target is stunned for 1 fewer turn, blah, blah, blah. This ability deals 10% increased damage, so just like the 3-star variety. However, passively, when he makes a match, he creates a random basic shrapnel tile on the board.
Huh.
All right, so he's going to, make some of those every turn. As you go up and level, it's kind of the same as the other one. You're locking 6 tiles, dealing a little bit of damage, and stun for 4 turns, 30% damage increase. At 550, that is 19,240 damage. The red power, Victory Barrage, 6 red. Select a 5x5 grid of tiles. Oh, how are you going to do that?
Yeah. I'm assuming you select the middle? I don't know.
Well, that would be smart. I was trying to pick your head, I'm drawing corners on the screen. Ray's method makes way more sense. Deal damage increased by 5% for each shrapnel tile in that selection. Then create 2 random basic shrapnel tiles. Passively, whenever a shrapnel tile is created... Oh, interesting. Depower enemy protect tiles by 10%.
Huh.
As you're going up in level, at level 5, it is dealing... At level 550, level 5 of power, 23,000 damage, increased by 20%, creating 3 shrapnels, and depowering projectiles by 14%. Not sure that 10 to 14 is really going to make all that much of a difference. Doesn't seem to be worth it there, but that damage scales up pretty good there.
Right. That's all right. That's it. This build has been interesting so far. I don't think I've stayed awake for a build in a long time.
So as we said, the things coming up in Strange Sights, then in Unstable ISO 8, you get some things in there and get some things in Fight for Wakanda. The Versus powers are called Electric Experiences and Vicious Voltage will be the two events. In the Headsets and Hoodies offer, you can get a chance to get Victorious version there and the Uncertain Origins vault, chance to get him there. In that, the 40-item vault, 1 heir to Ultron Legendary Store Token, and a Nico runaway cover. In the Heir to Ultron Store, you get a 15% chance to get Victor Mancha Victorious, Ultron, or Kang the Conqueror. Tokens there are 25 CP each. I'd already kind of forgotten that Ultron was like a character I could play nowadays. I don't know that I've ever actually played him.
He was definitely a slip through the cracks. 5-star, unfortunately.
Huh. Well, there you go.
His rework is coming.
A guy I never heard of, but apparently you did. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
My friend Jared turned me on to The Runaways 20 years ago, and I read it all up, and it was great.
All right. That's what I got in the news. What do you guys got?
Nope. Very little.
All right. Have you watched The Floor yet?
All's well.
Keep asking. You keep saying.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you? It's not
much
bad.
To my own surprise, I did. I clearly don't understand the strategy of the game because I don't understand why people aren't aggressive.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I think you should always go back to the floor.
Why?
Because I want the least amount of chances to lose.
What's that?
I want the least amount of chances to lose, so I want to play the fewest games possible. I only have to win one match. Yeah. I only have to win the very last day. So if I don't get to have to play at all until the very last day, then I have like a 50% chance of winning.
Yeah, but you've got to try to earn money every time because you're not going to get to $250,000.
See, I'm going for the $250. This is like Bruce's Millions. I don't want to go for the $20,000. I want the $250,000.
No, you want to get the $20,000 at the end of every show.
But
no one
keeps it for more than once.
Well, I need to be smarter.
Nope. Always go back to the floor.
That seems, I don't know, but it was all right. The only thing I was real disappointed about is one of the territories that someone controlled, their category was The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone challenged them, it had nothing to do with The Simpsons.
It was what, celebrities who had done Simpsons voices?
Yep. Yeah. So it was just pictures of celebrities.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with The Simpsons.
The one last night I think had like Nepo Babies was the category. It was a category.
Yeah, that's tough. That would be challenging. I don't know that many.
Well, because it was the opposite. It was just name this really famous celebrity who also has a, you know, Nepo baby type.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the Nepo babies usually, you know, work to kind of obfuscate their most famous.
No, so it was, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow was on there and Dakota Johnson and like.
You just have to identify them. Yes. You don't have to know that that's Blythe Danner or anything
like
that.
No, you just had to be like, yep, that's Dakota Johnson. I said, okay, good enough.
Okay, great.
So, all right, well, let's move on then. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Oh, I paused to hear the music. It didn't happen.
Yeah. No. Once again, I hit the wrong button and disconnected.
Sorry, dude.
Strangely, that song came up. I caught one chunk of the sadness that is Randy Jackson's head and celebrity named that tune.
Yeah.
And that theme song there was one of these songs I couldn't identify. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I got no idea.
Hearing it once a week is not enough for you?
Nope. Not when Randy Jackson's, you know, ugly little fingers are taping it on the piano. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Let's dive into this segment then and talk about Chasm, Ben Reilly. Now, just to give me some heads up, to the best of anyone's knowledge, specifically you two, has Chasm been recently reworked in any way?
I thought he had, yeah. I thought he was nerfed a bit.
All right.
Yes.
All right, then I'm not sure what I'm bringing to the table, because this article is called New Character, Chasm, from D3 Go Support.
There should have been a
should
rework.
Should I proceed? What's that?
Yeah, they should have put out a rework.
Are all his abilities passive?
Because
they are on this page.
They were.
Okay.
Hold on, the master of Google Foo is going to try and get you a link real quick.
Oh, okay. I'll stall and talk about, you guessed it, Chasm, Ben Reilly.
I don't know if this is what Samurai is going for, but there's a link to the forum's rebalance.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Woohoo! Right, I beat Samurai once.
Hey, this week's Xandar, by the way, was called Being Ben? Question mark?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, he's a clone, he doesn't know who he is.
Oh, okay. Nope, sorry, I'm looking at this thing that Ray sent me.
Oh, no. I threw my phone on the floor.
Oh, God.
There's a lot in
here.
I'm
not going to read this. What the heckin' stuff? Come on, guys. That's not
I would
cool.
say go with the just...
Hey, just, I'm going to read these three pictures with the in-game descriptions, and that's where we're going to live. Because if these are updated, I'm going to assume they're accurate. So he has an ability that appears to be a black passive ability. Also, he is a black, purple, and green character. This is a 0 black AP. Walking Abyss. Whenever Chasm makes a match, he creates 2 random Abyss tiles. And whenever an Abyss tile is matched or destroys, he creates 1 random web tile. Abyss tiles do not award AP when matched. at the end of each turn, if there are four or more abyss tiles on the board, both teams lose one AP in a random color with one or more AP. Then both teams' front characters take damage equal to 115% of Chasm's current match damage in that color. If there are four or more abyss tiles on the board, this triggers twice. Wacky. That sounds painful.
It is.
Stare into the void costs zero purple AP. Let's see, if you gaze into the chasm gazes into you at the start of the match.
In Soviet Russia, chasm gazes into you.
Oh, Yakov. I wonder.
Sorry about that.
Is that guy still alive? I'll put you on it while I continue to talk about
so.
At the start of the match, and whenever chasm revives, stun the enemy team for one turn. If chasm is downed and there are three or more abyss tiles on the board, chasm is revived with 30% health.
Oh, Ian, road trip.
Okay,
apparently he probably lives in Branson, Missouri at nonstop Branson show tickets.
Oh, okay.
Appearing at Yakov's Theater in Branson.
Nice.
Well,
good for him.
He's 73. He's not traveling much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Retiring in Branson, doing what he loves.
I forgot about the other road trip. I got to tell you real quick if I'm going to forget.
Yes.
March for St. Patrick's Day. Dropkick Murphy's at the Brace Jordan Center. The tickets are buy one, get one free.
Oh, yeah. Get me one.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you going? Are you saying we're going? Or are you just letting me know?
No, I'm just letting you know. I probably won't go.
Ah, you're the worst. I'll go myself. No one will go with me, but I'm getting two tickets. How much are tickets? Are they reasonable?
I think the Murphy's can't be more than
50 bucks.
Yeah, cheap. Well, I mean, the cheap seats are like 40 bucks. Expensive seats are like 150.
No.
I have bad news for you, Ian.
Oh.
He said March. You're not.
Oh, is it over? Are we not back by then?
It's March 8th.
Oh, it's a long-ass trip, isn't it?
Well, it starts on the 7th, I believe.
I don't know when you guys are leaving, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the show is. We're going to be gone from, like, the 8th to the 15th or something like that.
Well, I thought this already just told you it's the 8th.
Yeah, the 8th of what? That's when the show is.
Yeah, March 8th.
Oh, yeah, I can't go to that. Sorry. Sorry, me. Sorry, Craig. Thanks for letting me know, though. It looks like a great show. I wish I could.
You're going to be on
You could go see them in Lancaster on the 5th.
No dice. That's not less than an hour away. Neither is State College, but it's close enough.
Crossing,
yeah. Not happening. I've seen them. They were glorious. I would love to see them again, but almost as much, I would love to finish this paragraph.
All right.
30% health. Then he destroys all abyss tiles. Each time Chasm revives, the abyss tile threshold goes up by 2. Whenever a web tile is matched, Chasm heals... What? 11,141 health?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's crazy amounts. Oh, he's empty inside. Oh, Chasm and I. Who knew? Zero green AP. Let's see. Chasm's match damage is scaled based on the average AP in the battle. The lower the average AP, the stronger Chasm gets, not counting team-up AP. Chasm's match damage is strongest at 220% of base when there is an average, when the average is zero, and the weakest is at 75% of base when the average AP is 5 or more.
How about
For
that
every
base?
2 web tiles on the board, the average AP at which Chasm is weakest is increased by 1. All right. Wow. He is, he still seems good after the nerf. I don't know whatever he ever did before, but if what I just read is accurate, that all sounds like a strong character.
Yes.
All passive? Wow. That's now. Now, I don't know. Did he used to just be unkillable before, and that's the part that they tweaked, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, he would live with the undiable Hulks.
Yeah.
And no one would ever die.
Right.
I mean, that still can be fairly true. The three of them are still very dangerous together. Because he still comes back, Immortal Hawk comes back, She-Hawk comes back.
Nope, you cut him with Hitmonkey's sword, and then they don't come back.
I cut him with Kang and send him away, and I win.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Xandar. It's Chasm.
Yeah, the biggest annoyance was that you never had any AP.
Yeah.
So you could never do anything to him. That was the worst part. She just would skip it because it wasn't worth the time. Anyway. Let's move on then to acting. Like, yeah?
No.
Ian, right. Who we got?
This week we have writer, director, sometimes actor, Kevin Smith.
Sometimes comic book writer.
Yeah. Man of many parts. So this came off the rails almost right away because it's just terrible. I couldn't. So what I ended up doing because it was so bad was I decided that I would aim for a character that I thought Kevin would enjoy.
Mm.
And that I thought he could, if not play, at least voice through the magic of CGI. If it's good enough for Vin Diesel and if it's good enough for Bradley Cooper, it's good enough for Kevin Smith, was my thinking. And Kevin strikes me as a Thor kind of guy. And I would enjoy seeing Thor fight his rock troll nemesis, Ulic.
Wow.
Does anybody else know who this is?
No.
Okay. He's the king of the... Well, not the king, but he's like... he was the king of the rock trolls until he attempted to overthrow Asgard, and Asgard taught him where his place was. But I don't know. He was a fun character. I liked him when I was a kid because, you know, he's a big rock troll. And I thought it was perfectly within Kevin's capabilities to voice Ulick. Or, I don't know. It's U-L-I-K. I'm not sure how I'm going to pronounce that appropriately. I couldn't find a correct pronunciation.
I don't think Ulick is very good. It's probably
Ulick. Ulick doesn't sound right.
I would say it was probably Ulick.
Ulick?
That's what I would go with.
We'll go with Ulick. Anyway, let's go with what Ray has.
I don't know. I kind of like yours better. So, this is rough. Kevin Smith as, I had a hard time with this. Eventually, I just started looking at vast arrays of Marvel characters, and I came upon X-Force. I kind of wanted him to be in like the next Deadpool movie. So I wanted an X-Force Deadpool movie with Kevin Smith in it. So I started looking at X-Force characters, and then I came across this image, which I'm throwing in Discord now, of Richter, and I went, Kevin Smith in a trench coat? I want to see that.
Kind of looks like Silent Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
He's with no beard.
So, Richter, there you go. X-Force, he is an Earth energy manipulator.
Yeah.
All right, well,
Donkey Teeth asks first if Marvel has a sentient lunchbox.
How about a heterosexual life mate? So at one point, Kevin Smith did do the voice of MODOK in a Marvel Experience thing. I think that might be in Vegas. But, you know, we just had a MODOK. I didn't want to recast MODOK again.
Thanks. I love Patton Oswalt.
So, yeah. So I decided to go with someone else who is ridiculous, kind of an Ian's thing of, you know, Kevin Smith doesn't really want to act. So I thought he could also just be a voice. And I'm like, well, Kevin Smith's kind of a goofball. So he needs to have a dumb joke character if it's going to be Kevin Smith. So he got our previously mentioned guy who sucks. He's going to be Dupe.
I do hate your choice. You were right. Oh, man. Good old Dupe. Hey, at least he'll get you a two devil dino fights that I will never see.
You ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, I hated my choice, but that's where I ended up.
I like it. It's only going to get harder as this list gets thinner and thinner.
All right. Who you got next week?
Next week, we have none other than Jason, King of the Muppets, Siegel.
Judge Fudge. And that was brought to you by Thespify.
Thespify.
All right. Willie, what's in the mail? Speaking of which, did you know Kevin Smith wants to play Willie?
In the
next
Willy
Fantastic
Lumpkin?
Four movie? Yeah.
Oh, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, he's not nearly old enough. He's, you know, Willie's like an old man. I mean, Kevin Smith's also an old man at this point because I'm old and he's older than me. So that makes him an old man, but.
I like the idea. He should do it.
Yeah. What do you got, Willie?
All right. Over on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, RMF Nord had a very.
Nord.
I don't know. Terse has a negative connotation, but I don't mean it negatively. He just said Drew Barrymore, Alicia Masters. Do you know who Alicia Masters is? Because I didn't.
Name sounds familiar.
Isn't she blind?
She is blind. She is Ben the Grimm's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a great idea.
I think it is a great idea. I support that.
I'm okay with that.
It went right along with what I was thinking for the Gwen Stacy. So, yeah, I actually like Alicia Masters a little bit better. Also, over on the D3 forums, TJ Author says, Mean Machine, the clue from last week, could be a reference to the film The Longest Yard from the 70s, that Adam Sandler remake, where the football team composed of prisoners was named the Mean Machine. Football, of course, is what they call soccer in Europe. Soccer needs exceptionally strong legs like the ones found on the practitioners of Savate, which means Batroc confirmed. I know you missed me.
No. Isn't that the old, that's the old Burt Reynolds movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He then continues, nah, given it's Black History Month, it's probably 5'3 James Rhodes, one of the classic Iron Man suits he wore in the Danny O'Neill run, and he posted this. Yeah, I'm having problems getting it over in Discord, but there you go. James Rhodes. I would like to see that as a 5-star. That's
yeah.
Why does he look like Starscream or something? Like, it looks like his chest is going to fold out into a cockpit.
It totally does.
Like, his leg things look like they're just going to be bigger wings. Like, they're just going to fold out to be wings of some kind.
He does look destined to lead. He's tired of Megatron's nonsense.
I agree.
The only other thing I have is a carryover from NB Perp. Status of Craig's Venom. Are you making any progress?
No. Yeah, I can't get any copies of that third power.
Yeah, I haven't got any green since last week.
Yeah, I don't think I got a single one.
I'm curious how many Venoms I'm going to have before I can get one ascended. Hopefully it's not, 34 or whatever we saw in Discord last time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that. I think I might have like 4 of them, maybe. Let me look.
So in any case, there you go. That was the comments. Thanks, Willie.
Rosters, 1-stars, sort by name.
AKA Kevin.
I've got 3 Venoms right now. Between the 3 of them, I have exactly 1 green power.
Same. Identical.
So, what am I going to do?
I don't know. I feel like this would be a great time to open up your hundreds and hundreds of 1-star tokens that you have stockpiled.
I don't have any of those. I open them every day.
See? You could be me right now, swimming in green Venoms.
Well, you should take the lead on this show then of the amount of, one-star Venoms to be had.
What do you mean? What do you?
I hate Venom.
What do you have?
What? Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I just have tons of unopened tokens.
Oh.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that just keep stockpiling.
Okay.
I figured if because there's, I didn't think there would ever be anything to chase in the 1-star world. There still isn't. I'm glad Craig broke Venom.
Yeah, but now you can ascend all those 1-stars all the way up. Look at you go.
So I'll be honest, since I have a second, which I don't, I'd like to keep things moving. But I was going through a video game rough patch when they launched Ascending. I still don't know how it works, and I still don't know how to do it.
Okay.
The only ascension I have is I have a 2-star, 1-star Iron Man for some reason. I assume the game gave it to me.
They gave you a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think they did, but I think I threw out the Storm and the Wolverine. I just kept the Iron Man, and then I didn't know what to do with him after that. Do I add 2-star covers to him now? Do I have more 1-star covers to him?
No, you add 1-star covers to him.
Oh, okay. I'll open some 1-stars here in a little
bit. Open all of them.
No.
We're going to have a special episode, which is just Ian opening 1-star covers for like 2.5 hours straight.
Yeah, it got pulled from the internet. We've had that episode. It got yanked from YouTube.
Everything got yanked from YouTube, but it only actually got pulled from D3. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, there was controversy somewhere.
What else you got, Willie?
That's it.
Oh, it's Bennett.
Oh.
It's Bennett. He was.
I thanked Willie like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I thought the last thing was about Venom.
That is correct.
Yep. Huh. Then we took a deep dive and it took a sideways turn and now we're back.
All right. And we're back. let's go then. Once again, then I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what these boosted characters are all about. There's nothing going on. So there'll actually be a list. Hey, I might know a couple of these. Bullseye. More damage when he throws special tiles at you. More damage from his green, and the strike tiles that he creates will be stronger. Kamala Khan in Big and Bash will be improved, probably boosted healing as well. Scarlet Witch, she puts out some AoE, I believe, when she's not busy stunning people, or while she's stunning people, as a matter of fact. So that'll be more of that damage. Thanos, more damage from Courting Death. I don't really remember what the other two abilities do. Courting Death was just too powerful, so I never needed to learn. One of them is really good, like Mad Titan. Nah, it might be a different Thanos. Vision. Red damage increased, blue AoE increased. All right, Karnak, what are you doing these days? We're into the 4-star zone. He is making bigger projectiles, and he is doing more red and blue damage. The Runaways, they're on an upswing. Good old Carolina Dean. She's making bigger projectile. She's doing more green AoE, and she's making bigger blue projectiles. Huh, that doesn't sound super effective. Maria Hill, she's doing some things. Bigger strike tiles, bigger blue AoE, and the life model ambush does more trap tile damage. North Star.
He does nothing. You can skip him.
All right. He does some damage.
No, he doesn't.
Tiny burst of healing. And nothing. Oh, Super Skrull. This is a... I felt strong when I started with Karnak, and then it was... it was like I'm on a roller coaster, and Karnak was like, click, 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 to the top of the first hill, and it's just been all terror and downhill since then. Now we're at Super Skrull. Recently reworked, probably, but let's see what he's doing now. He steals more health from his enemies, stronger tile buffing, a little bit of green damage, and creates better special tiles, and does more damage with his blue. And finally, on to the 5-stars. You guessed it, Arcade is boosted. He's got more damage from his trap tiles, more AoE from Happy Birthday, and then Insert Coin will either do more repeater damage, more countdown damage, or no change whatsoever. Emma Frost, oh yeah, she's a Phoenix Force member these days. She's dealing more red damage, and no other changes. Riri Williams, she got a 5-star. Ha! Huh. More repulsor. The repulsor charge does more damage. And the repeater damage and the projectiles in blue.
I just
use
her just
boosted
for her green power. Because that you could just stun lock entire teams.
Nice.
With that.
And She-Hulk. More red damage and no changes from the other two. All percentage based this week. Maybe Samurai is so disheartened by the choices, he has shared with me what appears to be a Luke Skywalker minifig, holding what appears to be a microphone, or maybe he's a, is he too, is that, I mean, it looks like Luke Skywalker, maybe he's trying to look like Peter Dinklage, and he is singing Space Pants from Saturday Night Live. got my space pants on, space pants.
Still not as good as tight pants.
Sketch. No, but space pants, I think it's better than tight pants.
No way.
Yeah. I would say, I preferred space pants to tight pants. Mm. I don't know which one is better. I'm not able to make that qualification.
I pour one out for Apollo Creed.
Yeah. Man, Carl Weathers.
So you remember him as Apollo Creed?
Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember as Greef Karga.
Nope. Apollo Creed.
What about,
I mean, he was.
Dylan. He was great as Dylan in Predator. I mean.
Yeah, he was.
Yep. Still Apollo Creed.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And he can be all these things at once. That's what made him so versatile.
And then good the internet, all, everyone on
he
the internet remembers.
He also taught Happy Gilmore how to play golf.
He did. That was good.
Everyone remembers him as Chubbs. I mean.
Yeah.
The
gator got Chubbs' hand.
He might have got your hand, but I got his head.
Oh,
what a good movie.
Killed Chubbs again,
yeah,
for real.
It really is. You know that Misa Misa lady? I think I just killed her.
Anyway, thanks though to Mystify.
Mystify.
Ian, get me with some nice refreshing pop pop.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, Craig, speaking of refreshing, here's what I have for you this week. I have for you the future. The future of K-pop is coming your way.
Oh.
This now, bear with me.
Rawr.
Because it'll sort itself out as it develops. Let's talk about Baby Monster and them being this next generation of K-pop.
Wait a minute. The band's name is Baby Monster.
Yes.
But the song that you're posting is called Monster Baby?
No. The song is called Batter Up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think when I clipped it, it reversed the words.
Okay, I was like all confused. I'm like, really? Yep. They had the audacity to put out a song called Monster Baby? Their name's Baby Monster.
Nope, they are brand new. They just debuted November of last year. This is their only single that's been released. In that short amount of time, they have gone from being a 7-piece to a 6-piece back to a 7-piece. Now, I don't give them any grief because they are kids. The median age in the group is like 16. So, person dropped out, citing mental health concerns, and then has rejoined the band, citing got better. They are under YG's label, who brought us such K-pop heroes as Blackpink and such K-pop villains as Psy. Were they on
some reality TV show or something?
That all the bands are, apparently, but yes, they were. Yeah, the whole premise of the show was the final 7 members of the show are going to be put into a band called Baby Monster. But I didn't hate Batter Up. If there was more that I could explore, I would, but it's the only thing I got to pick. And they do have too many members. They could be, if they could trim them down to a 5-piece, I think they would really take off. But
sorry, I just looked them up real quick, and it told me that one of the band members' names is Chiquita. It made me laugh.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny.
And there's like a Rami and Aurora. I'm like, it's like ramen noodles and Chiquita. I got it.
This was the first one in a long time that I've actually enjoyed a song that you've sent me.
Yeah, me as well. I'm really hopeful for the future of Baby Monster. So something that I'm not hopeful for, I will balance out that happiness with a small amount of sadness that I subjected myself because I wasn't prepared. And I lucked out. I found something in my house that is very common, but I've never had. But I was more puzzled by why it was in my house, so I tried it. And it was nothing more than Sprite Zero. But let me tell you, first of all, I don't know why I have Sprite Zero. Second of all, I would love to be able to get away from sugar. I have tried every sugar substitute that has been marketed to me. They are so unbelievably disgusting.
Mm.
I can't get on board.
Or they give you the bathroom, incidents.
Right. No. Or both.
No.
Sometimes they give you, I don't know, it doesn't seem good. It always tastes weird. The best case scenario, it tastes off and offensive. Most of the time, it tastes terrible. Sprite Zero falls in the most of the time category. Mm-hmm. I thought, it's a lemon lime. Maybe that'll help overpower the awfulness of the Zero. And it was really, really a sad. Like, I even poured myself like a little, one of those little taster cups. Like when you go to a bar and you order a flight of whatever craft beer they make. And they sometimes you get
like
the souvenir
ounce.
Cups to take with you. Yes. Yep. So I gave myself like half of that as a pour. And it was the worst 2 ounces of my day. So, Baby Monster, future of K-pop. Best K-pop I've heard in several weeks. But, I really, only a couple have floated to the top over. I don't know how deep we're in it. We're probably done at least 40 at this point. Because I feel like I made the list for K-pop and I made the list for acting thank you at the same time. And we're getting close to the end of the acting thank yous, so I feel like we got to be getting pretty deep into the K-pop list. But hooray for Baby Monster, boo for Sprite Zero.
I bought a cherry Sprite the other day.
Ooh, did you see Coke is releasing a new full-time flavor? It's not one of the weird gimmicky ones that tastes like space or dreams or...
No,
they made it, the full-time flavors are going to be original, cherry, vanilla, and spice.
Well, what spice?
Winter spice. Not officially, but it's going to be flavored with raspberry and spices is all they'll tell you. But it's kind of like a cinnamon nutmeggy thing.
Hmm. Did I see someone that told me that Pepsi, of all places, is bringing like Tab back?
I saw that as well. I can't confirm it, but the fact that we're both thinking it seems suspicious. So we should have a third person look into it.
I can't start you a tab, son. You haven't ordered anything yet.
Yeah, it's not something I'm going to drink. Again, diet soda doesn't agree with me, but welcome back, tab, potentially.
Samurai says Tab is a Coke product, so now, you know.
Well, right. That's why I thought it was weird that I thought I'd heard something about that. I was like, well, but it's not a Pepsi product.
Doubly confused.
Maybe they bought it.
Well, I don't know. I see petitions about people petitioning Coke to bring back Tab.
Hmm.
One calorie Tab. 60 years since Tab came out? Woo. Oh, I'm old.
Oh, thanks as always to...
Magnified.
Magnify.
You got Steam open.
I do.
All right.
Do this. Quake. I like her.
Ray, you doing one? You doing lots?
Until tomorrow, I am still doing one. Apparently, Peggy leaves the 5-star latest Legends tomorrow, so can't wait for that. But my one is a 4-star. What the? Oh, Throg. Pet Avengers Assemble.
What is that symbol?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's a Thor. No, it's not a Thor. Oh, wait, I guess it is a Thor. Okay.
I'm going to do like half a dozen of these things. What we got here? Meh. Namora. There's a purple. Goose. Caddy Kits. Star-Lord. Valkyrie. And Wasp. So we go 1 out of 6, I think that was.
It's not bad.
Solid.
Where does that get my Flurkin family here? The whole Flurkin family is now a 313. It's my little kitty cat. Thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's this on guy. The podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this podcast along with a bunch of other great options. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the order, gentlemen?
No, I am going to spend the rest of my evening trying to lower my expectations for Sunday, but let it be officially known that I am way too excited.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Craig, I spend either all of my time at work or all of my time with a 9-year-old.
Mm.
The idea that I could get 4 to 6 straight hours of adult time with my best friends is the most exciting thing that will happen to me between now and the cruise.
Sure.
I'm really excited for Sunday. I also love football and snacks.
Can't argue with that.
It's all coming together.
All I can wish for is that when you're on this cruise, you find someone who cannot pronounce the name Thrill. That's what I'm hoping for you.
I will pay the money to get service to call you if I need to, if that happens.
Listen, he says Trill. Listen to it.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'll just wait till we land in Florida.
There you go.
My phone will work there.
Everybody wants a trill.
Oh, man.
Good God, old Roger.
That was good.
Roger.
Ray!
Long live Roger.
Oh, he was super excited to see
Although
Ray.
I wouldn't be that stunned. Like, if I were Roger, I'd probably still be working at the piano bar.
Mm-hmm. He was really good
probably
at it.
Probably a good gig for
so
him.
So the one cruise we went on, there was a just really, really good piano guy and that I still follow on Facebook. So he always tells me which ships and things he's going to be on.
Oh, nice.
But he's in the, you know, he's a carnival only kind of guy, so.
Right.
But Eden Parker.
I think we're on a carnival cruise.
No, sir.
We're on a Royal Caribbean cruise?
Yes.
Wait, this time?
Yes.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes.
Huh. But you're still not coming?
Correct.
But you're sure?
Yes.
Why am I not sure?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't think it matters, but.
From what it sounds like, Eric and her mother are going to go on 0 excursions. I'm going to spend the whole time just on the boat.
Okay.
So, apparently they were supposed to tour some plantation or something.
Yeah.
And said, nope, we don't want to walk. We're going to stay on board the ship and hope that the adult pool is empty.
Oh, wise.
And I said, that's not what I'd want to do, but whatever.
Right. Well done. That is not what you would want to do. That's why you're not coming. It'll all work itself out.
Yeah.
Well, man, look how far you've come, buddy.
Yeah.
If you were here, I'd hug you.
I thought it sounded kind of sweet to walk around H-Dole Plantation in South Carolina. I'm like, I'll do that. That sounds fun. You know, whatever.
Think of all the lives that were ruined here. history.
I would never be able to appear on The Bachelor because I'd have a picture of me at a plantation. So
that's
my dream.
That's the reason why you will never appear on The Bachelor.
Hey, now, if you know, someday, you know, I could be on The Golden Bachelor. Give me another 10 years, and then I could be old enough to be on The Golden Bachelor. Anyway, let's wrap this up. Right, I want to thank everybody for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, send them over to Willie's mailbag so they can appear on this here show. We love to hear from everybody. Go to our webpage as well. Click on the Amazon banner. Buy yourself some Valentine's Day things. No. President's Day is first?
Oh.
No, Valentine's Day is first.
Valentine's Day is like a week, so.
And President's Day is like the 19th. Yeah, so it's after that. Okay. There you go. Buy yourself something for a holiday. But that's all I got. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, you know, I've heard of gliding squirrels. But spiders? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.